for 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Sharina Wad. The Drug Enforcement Administration Los Angeles Field Division announced the results of a multi-agency investigation labeled as Hotline Bling, targeting a Sinaloa drug trafficking network operating within the Inland Empire. Here's KVCR's Rafi Fall with more.
Operation Hotline Bling, which started in early 2023, culminated with 15 arrests and significant drug seizures, including methamphetamine and quantities of fentanyl that potentially produced 10 million lethal doses. Beginning in March 2023, the Drug Enforcement Administration Riverside District Office and the Riverside Police Department, with assistance from the United States Postal Inspection Service, began the operation. During the investigation, agents seized a total of approximately 376 pounds of methamphetamine, 37.4 pounds of fentanyl, 600,000 fentanyl tablets, 1.4 kilograms of cocaine, and 7 firearms. The drugs seized in this investigation have an estimated street value of $16 million. The investigation culminated in 3 federal indictments that charged a total of 6 defendants and the issuance of 16 state arrest warrants. During the course of the investigation, agents developed information regarding a corrupt Riverside County correctional deputy. The DEA and the Riverside Police provided investigative leads to the Riverside County Sheriff's Department, ultimately assisting in the arrest of the deputy while he's in possession of 104 pounds of fentanyl pills. Fentanyl is the leading cause of death for Americans between the ages of 18 and 45. A single 2-milligram dose can be fatal. It is estimated that this investigation prevented the distribution of more than 10 million potentially lethal doses of fentanyl within the Inland Empire and throughout the United States. Rafi Fall, KVCR News.
From our partner CalMatters, presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced this week that he is officially qualified for California's November ballot with a new party affiliation. The American Independent Party, or AIP, is one of the 6 political parties qualified to run candidates in California and has chosen to back Kennedy. According to the Secretary of State, more than 830,000 California voters are registered with the AIP, a figure that may be inflated by voters who mistakenly believe they are registering as independents, according to a 2016 LA Times survey. In that survey, 3 out of 4 of registered AIP voters polled did not realize they had joined the party. California's population increased last year for the first time since 2020 due to an increase in international immigration, fewer deaths, and a drop in people leaving for other states. More from Cap Radio's Drew Sanzer.
The State Department of Finance says California grew by 67,000 people last year to just over 39.1 million, a tiny increase of 0.17%. Governor Gavin Newsom touted the population increase in an email. Newsom became the first California governor to lose a congressional seat following the 2020 census due to population loss. California continues to lose more residents to other states than it gains, but the difference in those leaving versus arriving dropped to the level it was before the pandemic. About 356,000 residents left the state in 2021, compared to around 91,000 last year. In Sacramento, I'm Drew Sanzer.
A 6-year-old house cat from Utah likes hiding and playing with cardboard. The combination of the two made for a stressful trip in an Amazon package that led to a California rescue and a tearful reunion. Carrie Clark says her cat went missing on April 10th without a trace. She got a call 7 days later with news the cat had been found in a box of work boots that had been returned to an Amazon warehouse in California. Clark realized the cat must have jumped in the box as her husband prepared to return several pairs of boots that he had tried on. Clark says the fact that Galena was microchipped and that Amazon workers called a coworker who rescues cats helped get Galena back home safely. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Sharina Wad.